going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Peaks by Mornings with Moose and Breezy asking the question this morning. Would you be friends, best friends, with your parents if you were growing up together and going to high school together? I answered, yeah. I feel like me and my old man would be the best of friends. We have the same humor.
Yeah, I think it's a little more than just having the same humor, though. I went to Back to the Future last night at RBTL. Honestly, amazing show. 1010 would recommend. Such a production. But in the play, musical, whatever you want to call it, he obviously goes back to the past and he sees his parents and his dad is like a huge nerd.
That's right.
And his mom's in love with him.
She's hot.
It's really strange.
Right.
But.
And for the record, I want to point out that Breezy has never seen Back to the Future,
never,
the actual film.
Never, not once. So.
She brought up a good question.
It begs the question. I'm thinking about it as I'm watching this. I'm like, would I be friends with my parents if we were growing up together in the same generation?
Speak of the devil, look who's calling. Hello, PXY. Is this Bethy?
It is.
Hi, Bethy.
Hi.
Good morning.
Our sweet, sweet Bethy.
We haven't heard from you on this show in a minute.
I know. It's
we can't get my dad off the line, but you have been crickets.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Daddy won't let me call in.
All right. So let's get right down to it. What year did you graduate, Bethy?
From high school?
Yeah.
1982.
Okay, in 80, let's say 1980, 81, when you were sophomore, junior, do you see yourself being best friends with your daughter if she was going to high school with you?
Tell me.
Or would you guys be worst enemies?
I think we would have been, I don't know if we would have been best friends, but we would have been acquaintances. I was friends with everyone, but I wouldn't say I was like the most popular girl in the place. You know, like
I just can't
I was friends with all the kids.
You got along
with everyone.
With everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
But would you invite Breezy over to like have a sleepover with you and the rest of your clique?
Sure. I don't know if she'd come though.
She'd be super annoying. You already know this though. I don't need to tell you. Let me ask you something. Your husband, let's say he was going to school with Breezy. How do I put this in a way that's not creepy?
Yeah.
I don't.
Do you think that we would
date?
No. Ew. What?
Oh, where were you going with this?
No.
No, I'll puke. No.
Oh, he would have been best friends with her.
Yeah, right?
I know. And I think that just goes to show, like, we are literally the same person. Like, I mean, you and I are very similar too, but I don't know if it's like similar in the sense of like we would be besties and like chatting every day. Because I feel like when it comes to being friends with someone, you need someone who's like not the same as you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's where that balance comes in place. You know,
right.
And were you, because Breezy, I don't know, you're somewhat OCD to a certain point.
What?
You're clean.
So.
You're clean though.
My mom is rolling around right now.
Right? I mean, Beth, what's your personality type? Are you type A or type B? You're type A.
Tell me what type A and type B is.
Well, type A, you're a lot more controlling. Everything has a place. You're very specific where things go. And
I'm type A for my home, but as far as life goes, no.
You're more type B, no. Just go with the flow.
And I'm type A, like,
absolutely.
For some of my home, not all of it, but like for like work stuff, I want to keep everything in a perfect little place. Feel like we're like type A-ish, Mom.
Got it. Right. Yeah. Okay, so we solved that. You guys would probably be acquaintances.
We would say hi in the hallway.
If you went to school together. Bethy, thanks for calling in.
Okay,
we love you.
Sorry to disappoint Moose.
He's not the one disappointed. It's me.
Yeah, it's your daughter.
Just breaking my heart live on air.
All right, bye, Bethy. I'd ask my father to call in, but he's not sure what radio station I work for.
He has no idea.
So that's the question. 585-252-9800, a couple people weighing in saying, absolutely not. I would despise my father if we went to high school together. Would not be best friends.
Is that heartbreaking, though? Like, I mean, I guess every relationship has a place. But, like, we wouldn't be friends if we weren't parents? Like, they're my friends now. Like, I love them, obviously, but they're still my parents. I don't know. I'm in my feels about Back to the Future. I'm not going to lie.
Why don't you watch the movie?
Why would I watch the movie when I just watched the play?
I don't.
Way better in person.
How long is the play?
2.5 hours.
I mean, I'm sure they squeezed in everything they
also
were able to squeeze in.
The car was flying around on stage.
I'm not sure how they pulled that off.
It was really good, you guys.
But
the one thing I took away was like the mom trying to sleep with the son, not loving that.
Well, that's, you know, that's part of it. That's why I brought your dad into the equation. We should really get him on and see if you would have been his type back in high school. You know what I mean?
I'll actually puke. It wouldn't work because he's not mine. So in any sense of the word.
What do you mean he's not mine?
He's not my type. He's a man. What? Are you well?
Yeah, but times were... I'm talking about your dad. I wanted to know, like, hey, if Breezy, if you saw her and you guys were in passing in the hallway, is this a woman you'd be like, hey, do you want to go to the dance?
Well,
that's all I'm asking.
Considering the fact that my dad literally loves himself and I'm, like, just like him, I'm sure he'd be obsessed with me.
Yeah, because most people are attracted to whoever looks just like them.
Correct. Don't we know it? My favorite game to play. Siblings are dating. It's my favorite game. So good. I don't think that we haven't talked about your mom. I don't think you guys would be friends at all. I think she would think you were annoying.
Yeah, big time.
Because she thinks that
even,
now.
Yeah.
take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
82 for the high today. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I'm hearing already from a number of people, it is stupid humid outside right now.
Really?
But, you know,
Moose goes, word on the street, humidity's here to stay. That's here to play.
That's what's happening. Yesterday at the gym, I overheard a conversation between a trainer and his client. And I found it to be quite fascinating. He was telling his client that people lie to him constantly about how they've lost weight. And he says, I know they haven't. They're eating absolute garbage. When they close all their rings on their Apple Watch and still put on 10 pounds, I know they aren't eating salads like they say they are. And of course they're lying to him for a number of reasons. But it got me thinking, depending on your job and what you do for a living, what do your customers or clients lie to you about? Last month at the dentist, one of the hygienists was talking to a patient in the room next door to me. By the way, if you haven't been able to tell, I love to eavesdrop. It's just a passion.
No, you're obsessed.
It's so.
Like, I like to like mind my own business and keep my head down. I'm like, are you high?
Sometimes I just can't help myself. So you can hear like the dentist asking, do you brush and floss every day? Yes, I sure do. And meanwhile, the dentist was like, okay, well, I don't want to call you a liar here, but your mouth is full of disease.
It's gushing blood.
It's gushing.
It's literally gushing.
Is that gingivitis? And it's so dumb to lie because they will know. Whoever
clearly,
we're talking, they're going to find out.
Blood is all over their hands. Of course.
And I just want to hear from some listeners on what do your customers lie to you about? There's been numerous time a listener has won tickets from us or Can't Beat Breezy. People lie to us all the time about that. Have you won anything in the last 30 days? Nope, not at all. Well, it's right here in front of me. You just won last week, so.
I think it's hilarious because when it comes to, like, the dieting and exercise, like, you are just paying somebody to lie to them. Like, you're just wasting your own money. I've never been at a lower point in my life than when I was paying for my FitnessPal premium.
Yeah.
I was lying about what I was putting in there.
Yeah, like, I mean, no, you're only hurting yourself.
Right.
But at the same time,
it's like, I didn't have just one popcorn bag, like I said. I had three.
It's like,
but I only logged one.
My 600-pound life on TLC. You gained 30 pounds this month. Oh, did I? I didn't realize. But I understand. Like, you don't want to let your trainer down. You don't want to disappoint them. So you lie. But they know.
They know.
585-252-9800 if you have a good one. Let's go over to Megan this morning. And Megan says, good morning, guys. I'm a nurse at Strong, and I ask patients if they're taking their medication every day. They say yes. Meanwhile, their blood pressure is 900 over boiling. They're going to know.
I mean, this isn't really like I'm not paying for anything, but I used to lie all the time about work. Like my first job ever, I'm like, my car's broken down. Like, I mean, obviously, of course, it's believable because I drive the worst car in America. But
that's a mini fridge with wheels.
Yes. Absolutely.
You know who gets lied to the most? Cops. They get lied to so much. How much have you had to drink tonight? Just one? Okay, well, you're butt naked on a riding lawnmower, so. Thank you so much. PXY, who's this?
Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. You got a good one?
I do. Oh. I work for a storage company, and when people can't pay their bill, I've honestly had multiple people have the same family member pass away a few times, and that's why they get paid this month. Wait a minute, didn't your mother pass away 6 months ago?
She died, resurrected, and then died again? That's crazy. Someone should make a documentary.
You know, that's wild. Has anybody ever tried lying to a debt collector that you passed away so you answer the phone as someone else? Listen, I was guilty of that in 2012.
Oh,
I'm not saying I'm proud of it. They're like, well, we're going to need a death certificate. I'm like, all right, how much do I owe you?
It's me, guys.
I'm so sorry. That's a good one. Thanks for the call. Let's go
hilarious.
Over to April that says, one of my clients said she only eats grilled chicken and veggies. Meanwhile, the same night, she's crushing a large pizza at dinner on Instagram. Yeah, they're so tough. This is so tough.
I only eat chicken, broccoli, and brown rice. Okay, you're not, though.
It's
the scale says otherwise.
Yeah, it sure does. You've gained 30 pounds this month. I love that, doctor.
I'm only having one case of soda.
Let's hear from Mike, the bartender. We probably get lied to the most. They tell us, hey, we just had two drinks. Meanwhile, they're trying to pay their tab with a Costco card. Yeah.
Have you ever... this is, like, really bad. I shouldn't even put this in the ether. But have you ever, like...
Well, since we're being honest with each other.
Have you ever put something down for collateral and then be like, I don't care about this. I'll never come back for it. Like, you give them, like, an expired credit card or something.
Never had to do that.
Perfect. Love that so much. Like, if you give someone something for collateral and, like, you're borrowing something or you're taking something out or whatever the case may be, maybe a library book. Let's just say a library
book.
Sure,
yeah, yeah.
And they have to hold something for you so when you return said library book, you can get that thing back that you need that's important to you. I just give them like an expired credit card. I'm like, yeah, it's my debit card. Obviously, I need my debit card.
In classic Breezy fashion, of course, never showing back up again.
The con artist.
I'm telling you, that's wild. Yeah, my mom died again, so I couldn't pay the...
Again? Question mark.
Could pay the bill.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And always will be. Always
will be. Weight loss by hers.
Some would say that having your partner, significant other, or friend's location is a necessity, but I disagree wholeheartedly. I can't believe we're even having this conversation again.
I think that when it comes to the location sharing, in the year of 2025, it is a necessity, and at the end of the day, it's a safety issue.
I guess if you have kids.
No. I think for anybody. I think the world is a crazy place. And I think that at any point,
yeah, okay,
things can turn on their head.
What's up, guys? PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. So you're trying to basically tell me if you had my location that you would sleep better at night?
I think this is, there was no better way to really do this. I think the only way to ask you is on the air. I really think having your location would benefit the show.
I told you a year ago, I'm not interested, and I'll say it again. You know what I do find funny, though, when we talk about this? Because you have asked me several times since we started doing this show, and I can't believe it's coming up on 3 years in January. So I was telling the story. My cousin got in an argument with his wife, and basically, I found this to be extremely petty and funny all at the same time. She shut off her location. I was like, who are you really hurting here? He thought it was hilarious.
He's like, send it.
She goes, really? That's okay, no problem. Location off. And he thought it was hysterical. And so did I. I'm like, who are you hurting?
Hear me out, okay? Hear me out. When it comes to our show, I think it's important for me to have your location because we are always out and about at events together. I have to meet you places. And also, like, I think it would be super beneficial because when I see you in my little realm of dots,
yeah,
in the county, I can see where you're at, and then we can come up with content around what you did that night. Because sometimes you don't tell me everything, and I think it's important to share.
I feel
open and honest.
Yeah, you're right. I do feel like it's definitely important to be open and honest and share. But I think you're up to something. And I don't know what it is, and I'm not playing along on this
one. So when we went to film for the Superhero 5K for the Rochester Hearing and Speech Center, you shared your location with me, and I was...
Crossing
my fingers and toes, it was indefinite.
For 1 hour.
I was like, maybe indefinitely.
They asked me, how long do you want to share your location with Breezy? Permanently? I said, hell no. 1 hour? I said, that's a long time.
The infinity sign after the share indefinitely.
And here's the thing.
To see it like dissipate, I was just like, wow.
The amount of people even on
the
Snapchat
disrespect
that share their location, it pinpoints your exact address and where you are. Why would you do that? Well, how do you feel safe doing that?
I don't want to put anything into the ether, but you also are really afraid that your heart's going to stop at any moment. And if I know where you are, I can help.
For those of you who don't know yet, one of my weird personality traits is as soon as I turn 40, I just lay in bed at night wondering if this is the night my heart's going to stop. I don't know why. I don't know where it came from, but I think about it a lot, especially after I ate something high in saturated fat.
It's a safety issue, Moose. And like, honestly, everybody's doing it. Everybody's doing it. So
are there any of you guys who have
weird for not?
I just want to know if there's anyone who's married listening who refuses to share their location with their significant other. That's brave. Like, if you're a team and you're married, I get that. No problem. But just doing it with a coworker because they say you have to I don't play that game. I'm not doing it.
Not as close as I thought we were then.
No, it's not about that. Hear me out. Most of my life, our life, is public on the radio. And the small personal life that I do have of where I'm at, what I'm doing, who I'm with, I like to just keep to myself. You don't need to know everything. I need that for my own peace of mind.
It would benefit the show.
It's can we do one show without you just gaslighting me? I'd really appreciate it.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon, right here on 98PXY.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.